it's slightly more complicated on the ground, I think. And if I was running a local authority, I'm trying to hold work off as much as I can now, because I just don't have the capacity to take it all on. So in terms of that triaging that Lauren was talking about, when work comes in first of all, and the initial response is to try and say, it's not for us to deal with. And you try and pass it off to another authority, another organisation, a voluntary organisation or whatever, or get a health officer or a school to hold on to it to deal with it, because you don't have the capacity to take on the work yourself. When you do take it on, and there is still that triaging between what's called a Section 47 child protection investigation or a more general assessment as a child in need. But as a child in need, you'd like to close that work down pretty quickly if you can again to free up space to take on additional work. So you're trying to move it out. Therefore, all that you hold on to at the end of the day is the child protection work. And when you hold on to that child protection work, you don't have a much in terms of resource to deal with it, apart from taking the time to assess what's happening, monitoring and surveilling what's going on within a family, and then if it gets really frightening, escalating it in terms of court proceedings and care proceedings. So what we end up doing, and if you look at the figures, the growth isn't in terms of... I think the public at large think child protection is about children that have been beaten up and abused or sexually assaulted. It's not. The growth in child protection work has been about children who've been neglected and children who've been emotionally abused. In the past, these would have been families that we would have worked with, not as child protection concerns, but as families of, that needed assisting. Because the assistance that might have been available has been cut back, there's nothing that you can do apart from escalate it as a child protection concern. So we now monitor what's happening, and if we get really concerned about it, we escalate it into court proceedings, and that leads to children coming into care, because we're not actually dealing with it now as a general family assistance requirement.